to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Edwards went on to say, I really believe he thinks there's still some good things I can do, and whatever happens with this legal stuff going forward, what I'm hopeful about is all these kids that I've seen, you know, in the poorest parts of the country, some of the poorest parts in the world, I can help them. So let me go back here again. You went from cheating on a woman dying of cancer to helping poor children in one paragraph. It's hard to do. Man is good. Look, here's my take on this. John Edwards should not have been convicted. He's a scumbag, but not a criminal.
That's Talk Host Chip Franklin, who doesn't think John Edwards should have been found guilty because while he may be a scumbag, he's not a criminal. The aftermath of the John Edwards trial, number 10 this week on our Talk Radio Countdown, the review of the hot hits in Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into the list for the week ending Friday, June the 8th, determined by the folks at Talkers.com. The number 9 item of the countdown this week is Facebook Junior. Host Monica Jay and Ross Mitchell talk about whether Facebook ought to officially allow children to use their website.
We try to look at the kids as young adults and give them more responsibility, give them more, you know, say in what's going on. But for a long time, Facebook said, no, this is more of an adult thing. But how many kids lied about their age to have a Facebook page or even two, you know, one for friends and one for family, so mom and dad logged on or something. Sure. Well, now Facebook wants to give preteens, you know, they're going to open up the age limit and let them get on Facebook as well.
And possibly so they can sell them games and things, too.
Is this a good idea?
Yeah, who knows? So that's what we asked. Should preteens be allowed to participate in Facebook with parental permission? And Ash writes in, really? And how are you going to police that?
Well, Becky writes in this morning, I know a few preteens already on Facebook. It's not hard to lie about your birthday when you sign up. What bothers me is the pictures that they post and the things that they say. Of course, a few of them have two pages, one for friends, the others for family.
Just as you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas writes, no, these kids already have enough electronic influences in their lives. Don't give them another reason to sit in front of a computer or text on their phones instead of being kids and getting out there to play.
Well, Megan writes in this morning, I've been on here since I was a teen or whatever year Facebook started, but before this was MySpace. Mm. It depends on the teen, how well they obey their parents. Maybe if Facebook made a thing so parents can get automatic emails of whatever their kids are chatting about or posting, and no teen could have a profile unless linked to their parents. Oh, that's a good idea, Megan.
Well.
And then, again, who knows if that works since, well, you got liars everywhere.
And as Ann says, like I said before, how can you police that? It's up to the parents to be aware of their kids and what they're doing. Somebody else suggested, you know, made the distinction between parental permission and parental supervision.
You know, there is a big difference
between
that. And, you know, I'm just curious because, obviously, I'm not a parent, so this isn't something that I have to worry about. But if Facebook were around when your kids were, like, 13 or 14, would you let them be on Facebook?
Probably not.
Well, I think kids are just, especially down in that age, I hate to say this, but they're too trusting.
I don't know that I would have had to deal with that because my children are boys now are pretty much stick to themselves and it's nobody else's business what they do and what they're doing. And they really don't care if people know about them.
Yeah, but, you know, when you're 13 or 14 and if you've got insecurities and you're trying to make friends or whatnot, you know, you could get some person on there who is posing as a kid and they're actually adults. You've got the threat of pedophiles or just even the simplest questions. You know, like, hey, are your parents home?
That's true.
That opens up the door.
When do they go to work?
Yeah, my babysitter's here with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that opens up the door to violence.
I'm going on vacation and all that good stuff.
Yeah, where are you going on vacation?
But then
how
again,
long are you
I don't
long?
Think I had to worry because years ago, the boys came and said, I don't think the neighbors like us. And I said, well, that's good because we didn't move here to make the neighbors happy. And they said, Dad, we're all for that, you know.
You know, I think it boils back down to it's got to be all about parental supervision and protection. And the parents, if you're going to let your kids have a Facebook page, you've got to be involved.
Coming up next, George Zimmerman, Iran, and Al-Qaeda, all in our focus here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Erica doesn't know what to get her tech-savvy husband for Father's Day, so I called her.
Hello, this is Erica.
Hey, this is Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hi, how are you?
So what kind of phone does your husband have?
A little flip phone.
Does it embarrass you?
Of course it does.
So did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some great plans?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Walmart's got the Samsung Galaxy S2 Skyrocket from AT&T and the Samsung Galaxy S Blaze from T-Mobile. Both are amazing.
Wow.
Would this make up for all the bad ties?
Definitely.
Now see for yourself. Have a Walmart wireless center.
Participants were compensated for their time.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more, with quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum, always your most complete.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, itching for a birdie. I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power, Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now if I miss, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
What's your first stop this weekend? The Estee Lauder counter at Macy's for the summer getaway gift. Your free 7-piece gift includes a colorful beach tote, a full-size pure color lipstick, sumptuous mascara, and more. Plus your choice of moisturizer in a 14-day supply. It's yours with any $35 Estee Lauder skincare or foundation purchase. What to buy? Summer skin loves our number one anti-aging serum, Advanced Night Repair. Quantities are limited, so come get your Estee Lauder summer getaway gift. Only at Macy's. Start your summer today.
We continue now reviewing the hot hits in talk radio. Number 8 this week is the Zimmerman-Martin case. Here's host Bill Carroll talking to legal analyst Evan Brown about George Zimmerman's bond being revoked and if he ought to remain in jail until the actual trial.
His lawyer, I guess, is going to try again to get him out. What's the latest on that?
Well, yeah, they filed another motion with the judge to see if they can have yet another bond hearing. As you may well know, George Zimmerman went back into jail over the weekend because he had his bond revoked, saying that the judge saying that Zimmerman was not exactly truthful when he told him how much money he had in order to be able to pay a bond.
Well, not exactly truthful. The difference between about $135,000 and zero.
Well, that's just it. You know, when Zimmerman applied for bond or had asked for bond, petitioned for bond, he said, I don't have any money. My wife doesn't have any money. My family doesn't have any money. We've all been run from our homes, and we've got nothing. And so they set a very low bond amount, which in Florida and much like other places, if you're arrested on probable cause, it's a 10% down that you have to put on your bond. And so they
so it cost him about $15,000.
And they allowed him to pay that. Well, it turns out that he had all these donations, which we sort of knew about anyway, but they had claimed that they hadn't received the money or wasn't tallied. Well, it turns out he had about $135,000 or so sitting at his disposal that he probably could have used to pay a higher bond amount. So what the lawyer is going to do is they're going to ask the judge to say, look, we really didn't understand what was going on at the time. We were a little scared. We didn't know exactly how this money could be used. So we would like to once again revisit the idea of bond so that Zimmerman doesn't have to wait all this time in jail.
Yeah, I saw his attorney kind of suggesting that he was going to make the argument it was a simple mistake, and he said he wasn't going to apologize until he talked to the judge, if you know, because that's the guy who deserves it. But it looks like they're just going to throw themselves at the judge's mercy.
I think so, and I think they're also going to remind the judge, if that's the right word, that this is not someone who's been on the run. Ever since this happened, Zimmerman has been in constant contact with authorities, even when he went into hiding before his arrest, even when the case went to a special prosecutor. He's never been missing, so to speak. So to suggest that he would, and then when all this happened, when his bond was revoked and he was told he had to come back to jail, he came back in without protesting or without fighting or without trying to run.
Up to number seven, and that's once again a visitation to Iran. Host Jimmy Barrett talking to security consultant Craig Gundry about Israel and the U.S. collaborating on a cyber war that's already being waged against Iran.
So how successful was this joint venture?
Until we see what all the final results are going to be, it's difficult to estimate exactly what the final effect is. However, this particular mode of sabotage, as it were, is becoming increasingly frequent, not just with the United States and Israel, but with a number of countries internationally.
So I would think it's probably pretty safe to assume that not only are we using this against countries that we have problems with, but other countries that have problems with us or people in other countries are trying to use it against us as well, right?
Absolutely. Information warfare and electronic warfare has been around for quite some time. However, with the proliferation now of digital technology being the basis for everything from research and development to our economic system to the public information and you name it, electronic warfare is going to become more and more a part of clandestine warfare, but also even high-intensity conflict, and even we should end up in a war, an outright war with Iran or somebody else in the future.
Right. Now, in this particular case, of course, what we were trying to do is, at the very least, delay their ability to create some sort of a nuclear weapon. We don't know how successful that's been. One would guess that they probably did slow them down for a while, but they probably also found a way to fix the problem, right?
Well, sure, and you know, after contending with the Stuxnet virus previously, that also had a setback. And we've seen this sort of thing with a number of other different types of similar research and development activities in the past. Basically, a form of sabotage, program sabotage.
Number six in the countdown: the drones and the war on terror. Here, host Roberta Jazina talked to terrorism expert Richard Kazeeds about the latest on the war on terror, which includes the killing of Al Qaeda's number two leader.
Is the war on terror still legitimate? I mean, it just seems that after Osama bin Laden was taken out, I think almost people forgot about the war on terror.
Well, I think that's a mindset that needs to be changed, because terrorism is not something that you can eradicate. Over the years, what I've tried to do is describe it as a lot like arthritis. You can't cure it, but you can diminish its effects with proper diet and exercise. So I think this notion of trying to eliminate it and to think that once bin Laden was killed, that's the end of the story, it's just another turn in a continuously evolving story.
Now, I know you wrote an article for CNN about the drone strikes. Let's talk a little bit about that. Drone strikes coming under a lot of attack recently from some media outlets. Are they still a useful tool in taking out some of these terror suspects?
Well, they are a useful tool. In the context of the CNN piece that I wrote was that, the Pakistanis are extraordinarily concerned and sensitive about the use of drones, this is essentially a violation of their sovereignty. This whole set of killings comes in the wake of some shift in American emphasis with respect to how to prosecute the war on terror, given the amount of problems that we've had with Pakistan. As you know, the Secretary of Defense Panetta is in India, and some have argued that India should have always been the predominant partner in the war against terror for a variety of different reasons, not the least of which is the instability, political instability and social unrest that we find in Pakistan.
Coming up, the Jerry Sandusky trial ready to start, and a senator weighs in on a lack of a budget. That's up next on the Talk Countdown.
Hope
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Reviewing the top 10, we're at number 5 on the countdown, the trial of Jerry Sandusky. Host David Bloomquist talking to attorney Robert McCoyd about what it took to get a jury this week so the trial could actually get started.
How intellectual of a jury could we possibly get? Because I'm assuming most people are going to have to say they have no idea who Jerry Sandusky is. They have no clue what's going on with this case. That lends me to believe that these individuals don't read the news, don't pay attention to stuff. I mean, it leads me to believe we're going to get some people on there who's not of the most intellectual quality.
Let me take issue with that, at least when I step.
Okay.
The test isn't whether they've heard of the case or not. The test isn't whether they know who Jerry Sandusky is, and the test isn't whether they're aware of the allegations. The test is whether,
can they be impartial?
In light of all that, okay, do they have the capability of keeping an open mind, sitting down, listening to the evidence, not prejudging the case, and base their verdict or render their verdict based upon the evidence that's received in court.
52 criminal counts, 10 boys over 15 years. We have 10 witnesses. The judge just ruled the other day that the witness's identity will be revealed. You have witnesses such as a former wrestling coach who caught Sandusky in a, you know, situation with a 10-year-old boy that was not of the best. You have Mike McQuarrie, the assistant coach, again, eyewitness testimony in the shower room. We have a former janitor who now suffers from dementia who told his boss, who I believe has testified to the grand jury, that he saw Sandusky performing oral sex on him. How does the defense approach this? How is a defense attorney, do you take a case where it seems like the eyewitness testimony and the evidence is so overwhelming? How do you attack it?
Well, you have to evaluate each individual accuser. You have to look at the strength of the allegation. You have to examine whether or not there is corroborating eyewitness testimony. Now, you made reference to several purported eyewitnesses, including mm-hmm. McQuarrie. Not each one of these accusers, and they are accusers, and it does offend me that the term victim is used, because that presupposes the existence of a fact that hasn't been proven yet. Whether they're victims or not, it's up for the jury to determine. Okay, at this juncture, they're accusers. You need to evaluate the strength of the evidence on a per-accuser basis and find out if there is, for example, any physical evidence that corroborates the allegation. You have to determine if there's any third-party eyewitness testimony.
Number 4 on the countdown, the economy and the budget battle, from affiliate KSYL in Alexandria, Louisiana. Host Dave Gratian talks to Senator David Vitter of Louisiana about Congress's inability to get a budget passed.
Budget-wise, I know that talking to Congressman Alexander, the wrangling is still going on with that, the farm bill and all the other stuff. You guys pretty much just are waiting for that to come down the pike, right?
Well, the farm bill is on the Senate floor right now.
Oh,
we're
yes,
debating that and working on that right now, so that's before us. The budget, unfortunately, is not. Harry Reid has actually refused to bring a budget to the Senate floor in well over 1,000 days, and it's just ridiculous. It's an inconvenience for him. It's difficult votes for his members, but that's a fundamental responsibility of the Congress. It's actually in law. It's a legal requirement, and he's just blown past that and ignored that.
Whatever happened to this special committee that was put together that was going to work out the problems with the budget and everything?
It was put together, and it failed to work out the problem. It was put together. It had a set timeline that basically expired at the end of last year.
They just had the same basic deadlock? Is that what it was?
Yes. It was deadlocked. It was unable to come up with a solution that got majority votes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Republicans, Senate Republicans on it, I think, went quite a bit of ways, and they agreed to some tax increases. They agreed to some things that, quite frankly, would not have been popular in the Senate Republican conference among some folks, but they agreed to some tax increases, but it was still deadlocked. As a result of that, because of the legislation that put that super committee together, there will be automatic cuts happening on January 1st.
So the budget situation is the fourth most talked about topic this week on our talk radio countdown. So let's recap here. Aftermath of the Edwards trial is 10. Facebook Jr. is 9. Zimmerman Martin case is 8. 7 is Iran. Number 6, the war on terror. Number 5, the trial of Jerry Sandusky. The economy and the budget, number 4. So, we will be back in a moment with numbers 3, 2, and 1 here on the countdown.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey everyone, I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
According to Mayan prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a fiery zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aquavelva aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad! Whoa!
Thanks, son. Refreshing.
A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aquavelva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aquavelva. Men get it.
Aquavelva.
Now what? After a long day at the office, all I want to do when I get home is watch a little TV. Is that asking too much? But by the time I'm home, somebody's already hogging it. And if I try to record my favorite shows for later, my DVR tells me it's full and can't record anything else. When did TV become such a hassle? Then I saw this offer from Dish. They have a new DVR system called the Hopper that delivers HD content to 4 different rooms of your home. That's right, one HD DVR, 4 rooms of shows. And with the Hopper's Primetime Anytime feature, I set the DVR once and watch my local primetime shows in HD for up to 8 days after they've aired. Now I'll never miss my favorites again. 4 rooms of TV and a complete DVR experience for my entire home. The Hopper's not only a cool idea, it's a great deal. And it's only from Dish. Call 1-888-770-DISH today. That's 1-888-770-3474. Limited time offer subject to change without notice. Recording capacity limited in select markets. Hopper available with qualifying HD packages. Hardware and programming sold separately. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
OnlyBatteries.com is where to turn for all your battery needs. In stock, fresh, guaranteed, fast shipping, non-rechargeable batteries, rechargeable batteries, battery chargers, custom battery packs, all brand names for all the batteries you use at home, the office, the cottage, and the car. OnlyBatteries.com. Get 25% off using coupon code 7500. Call right now, 1-800-660-7705, or visit OnlyBatteries.com. OnlyBatteries.com. That's OnlyBatteries.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Halfway through the hour, we have the three biggest items to discuss here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Yes, the week ending Friday, the 8th of June. And at number three, Syria. Here's host Charlie Parker talking to Middle East correspondent Emily Wither about reports of another massacre in Syria.
There are reports of a new massacre in Syria. Human Rights Watchdog saying today that pro-regime militia members swept through a village, killed dozens of people, again, including women and children, and, of course, President al-Assad denying the allegations. Emily, we have any confirmation on whether this story is accurate or not?
Well, as ever with news coming out of Syria, we have to rely on reports from activists that are on the ground that have built up a network for getting news out of the country. And right now they are claiming that this massacre that's thought to have killed at least 78 people in a village in central Hama province was carried out by armed government thugs, militiamen known as the Shabia. Now, it's also the Shabia that are thought to have been behind that other massacre that killed up to 100 civilians a few weeks ago in Hawla. It bears very similar hallmarks to that attack. And the activists say that yet again, this time, most of the dead were women and children. Now, the opposition are claiming this. However, the Syrian government, as they also did with that other attack in Hawla, have denied that they have any responsibility for it. They say the claims are absolutely baseless. However, very interestingly, Charlie, I should say that those UN peace monitors on the ground in Syria have gone to the scene to try and investigate what exactly has happened and to try and back up those claims. And the Syrian army is preventing them from entering that village because of safety reasons. Though it looks a little fishy, if you ask me.
And in addition to that, all of this happens as the U.S. continues to demand a full transfer of power, and you still got your familiar standoff, Russia, China, still against intervention and regime change.
They certainly are. I mean, we could have been having this conversation, guys, a couple of months ago. Really, nothing has changed. The only thing that has changed is more people are losing their lives, despite the massacres and some of the really brutal attacks that we've seen in recent weeks. Russia, Iran, and China still say that they do not support forced regime change in the country or military intervention. So this really means that the international community's hands are completely tied. Now, International Envoy Kofi Annan will be briefing the UN today and speaking to the Security Council. Now, it is expected that he's going to have to acknowledge this time that his peace plan, the ceasefire, just simply isn't working. The government is ignoring it. The rebels have said that they're no longer observing it because they need to defend the people. And some Gulf nations have come out as well this week and said that they don't hold any hope for it anymore. So the international community really have to come up with a plan B very quickly.
Now let's get some talk radio caller reaction on whether or not it's time for us to get involved in Syria.
My question is always when I hear this is why is it that our country can support rebels going against the government in their own country and we assume that the government there deserves that the people should be armed and trying to kill the leaders of the country. Can we do that in this country? We would be murdered in the street as well if we became rebels taking arms up against our government. And where are these rebels getting these arms as well? I just feel that no American should die in that situation. And if we get involved militarily, we will die and we will be killing Syrian civilians.
I had the same opinion when we got involved in Libya. And, you know, today there's a story in the front page of the New York Times, which I read most of, 10 allies joined the U.S. to move to expel Syria diplomats. And, you know, it seems right now maybe diplomacy is the best way to do it. We'll see how far they dig their heels in over there in Syria, the people who, you know, are doing this to their own people, whoever they are. You know, it's really hard to pinpoint who's responsible here. I'm sure there's a lot more than a dozen people responsible, you know. So anyway, I just don't think that it's our role right now when all these other countries are involved, too. I mean, like in Libya, here's why I draw comparisons, because in Libya, it's pretty much the same thing was kind of happening, except for, you know, Gaddafi was an admitted terrorist. You know, he admitted hiring that guy who was in the Scottish jail who planted the bomb on the plane, and then they let the guy out of jail, and then he dies, and, you know, we don't know what happened to Gaddafi, but I think it might be a little different in Syria, but not much.
I just went to the veterans part of the cemetery on Memorial Day to put flowers on my husband's grave. No more intervention in the Middle East for the United States. We don't need to lose any more American lives. Not for this type of a situation. My God. It's so terrible. These young people come back from the wars today in the Middle East. Their wounds are so horrific. Loss of limbs, loss of everything. It is not worth it to the United States. We have too much that we need to do in this country to get back on our feet again.
Number two, the presidential race, next up on the countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
According to Mayan prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a Barbie zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aqua Velva aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad! Whoa!
Thanks, son. Refreshing.
A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aqua Velva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aqua Velva. Men get it.
Aqua Velva.
What?
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Erica doesn't know what to get her tech-savvy husband for Father's Day, so I called her.
Hello, this is Erica.
Hey, this is Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hi, how are you?
So what kind of phone does your husband have?
A little flip phone.
Does it embarrass you?
Of course it does.
So did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some great plans?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Walmart's got the Samsung Galaxy S2 Skyrocket from AT&T and the Samsung Galaxy S Blaze from T-Mobile. Both are amazing.
Wow.
Would this make up for all the bad ties?
Definitely.
Now see for yourself at the Walmart Wireless Center.
Participants were compensated for their time.
Number two, pretty unusual. Usually it's number one. But number two this week is the 2012 presidential race. Wolf Blitzer talked to Bill Clinton about his remarks early this week. And a lot of Republicans took as a sign that he, Clinton, doesn't support Obama.
Some of your critics have said, you know, the former president is undermining the current president for whatever reason.
Look, in 2008, when he ran for president and defeated Hillary in the primaries, I did 40 events for him, 40 in the election. In 2012, I have done these major fundraisers. I have spoken up for him whenever I could. I have told people repeatedly. I think he's done a good job, a really good job under very trying circumstances, and better than some people give him credit for. And I strongly committed to his reelection. And I just regret that my instinct, though, you know me, I don't think I should have to say bad things about Governor Romney personally to disagree with him politically. The fact that I was complimentary of his success as a business person doesn't mean that I think that he should be elected and President Obama shouldn't.
Tacos Jay Weber. With rumors that Romney is set to pick Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker as his running mate.
You could have expected this, though. Now that Scott Walker has survived his recall election, in fact, beaten Barrett by a wide margin in a real triumph, it already has pundits talking about Vice President Walker. Good Lord. Not that he wouldn't be a good VP candidate, but he's just solidified his governor's chair. And he still has work to do for Wisconsin here. I don't think he'd even be interested in this if Mitt Romney asked, but that isn't going to stop the speculation. Mark Thiessen is a conservative author who's been on the show before, and he says there's a real angle here to be played because he believes Barack Obama is afraid of Scott Walker. He points to the short helicopter ride away from Wisconsin that President Obama was this weekend. He attended events in Minnesota and traveled to Chicago. He flew over Wisconsin twice, but he didn't stop. He notes that Obama hasn't set foot in Wisconsin for months and asks why. Well, he says the answer is inescapable. Barack Obama is afraid of Scott Walker. Obama is still popular in Wisconsin. Why not spend some of that political capital to help Tom Barrett defeat Walker on Tuesday? Well, because, he says, Walker and Obama share a lot of the same moderate slash independent voters, he believes. And that's what these on the left are suggesting. Some of the exit polls show that there is an overlap here. Even though Walker won on Tuesday, that Obama still leads Mitt Romney, even among those voters who voted Walker in. He says, not only did Obama not show up, his campaign is desperately trying to distance him from the Wisconsin recall effort because of this. It is precisely because Obama remains popular in Wisconsin that he has not come to campaign for Walker's opponent, Thiessen says. There are a significant number of independents in Wisconsin who support both Scott Walker and Barack Obama. The president doesn't want to alienate those voters by getting into a fight with Walker. The last thing Obama wants is to force those Walker-Obama independents to choose between them. But Thiessen says that is where someone has to force them to choose. Mitt Romney. That's precisely where Romney should put Scott Walker on the GOP ticket in November. To force those independents to choose. Putting Walker on the GOP ticket would make Romney instantly competitive in Wisconsin, he says, and it would force President Obama to spend time and resources defending the state he expects to be an easy win in November. And even if Obama succeeded in narrowly holding on to Wisconsin, that fight for it would divert precious resources from other battleground states. And if the Republican ticket did pull an upset in Wisconsin, well, Obama's chances for a second term would be slim to none. That is because of this belief that people have that Wisconsin is critical to Barack Obama's reelection chances. Every map that the Obama team has put out for reelection, every electoral map that they've put out, they've got five or six different scenarios in which they claim he can win. Well, every one of them includes Wisconsin. So that's why there's so much focus on Wisconsin and this presidential race this week. You might be wondering, well, why is there all this attention? Well, because on the President Obama team's radar, Wisconsin plays a big role. They have these five different ways that Barack Obama can win, these five different scenarios. If he wins this state and he wins this, but he loses that. Well, all of them has Wisconsin as a blue state.
Here's radio man Steve Gruber talking to former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson about his uphill battle as an independent presidential candidate.
You were a candidate for the Republican nomination here earlier this year. You know, didn't get treated quite fairly in our last conversation you explained to us, but now here in Michigan, apparently you're not being treated particularly fairly here either, not even going to appear on the ballot. What happened?
Well, I think you will see Gary Johnson on the ballot at a minimum, and you can stay tuned for that, but it may not be me. I am Gary E. Johnson, but there is also a libertarian Gary E. Johnson from Austin, Texas, who may actually be the libertarian candidate on the ballot in Michigan, which has obvious ramifications if you vote for Gary E. Johnson.
Wow. It gets more confusing all the time. Which Gary Johnson do I select? Is it Gary E. or Gary the, you know?
Gary E., yeah. Pick Gary E. Johnson. We don't have to change the, anyway, that's potentially in the offing. I don't know if it's actually been completely bottomed out that I am not going to be on the ballot, but I do think it's unfair, and of course, it's politics. It's the Attorney General. It's the Secretary of State. It's the two old parties not wanting me on the ballot, which that's just the way that all of this gets played.
That's not very neighborly now, is it?
I would like the two of you to check out my new ad that came out yesterday, and tell me what you both think. But it's I think if you Google Gary Johnson, be a libertarian with me, new ad, it'll come right up, and I'd love to get your input on it.
So, number one, you're wondering what it is? I'll tell you in a moment here on the countdown.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less guaranteed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number one on the countdown this week, the recall election in Wisconsin. Host John McCurry talked to Governor Walker about his plans to unite Wisconsin now and move the state forward after this bitter and kind of divisive recall process.
Are you confident that as bitter and as tough as this has been the last year, that you will be able to come together and we'll all be able to govern and move the state forward?
Yeah, I mean, that's why, you know, my wife, that was the one that suggested. I think it was a great idea to have everybody over for the bottom burners, because I think the first step is just kind of easing the tension, getting back. I mean, years ago, I had great relationships when I was in the assembly in fact, Senator Miller was in the assembly with me there, and we worked together on a number of things, and I have with other lawmakers, and I think we can do that. The issues that are coming up in the forefront in the next year are going to be issues related to helping small businesses grow jobs, improving the overall quality of life for our citizens, and even specific things like trying to help manufacturers, like the one I was at today, find workers with the skill sets needed to fill those jobs. Those are things that are not highly partisan. Those are things we can easily work together on, I have no doubt.
Governor, if Van Wongaert ends up losing his Senate seat, what would that mean in terms of what you may be able to accomplish in the next 5 months?
Well, not a whole lot, just because, as a lot of folks know, I mean, right now, between now and the end of the year, their legislative session is out. So the only reason the state Senate and Assembly would come back in as a whole would be either for a special or an extraordinary session. They're not likely to call an extraordinary session with a split legislative between Republicans in control of the Assembly, and if this were to happen, Democrats in control of the Senate. And special session, to me, I only call it for things where there was pretty broad-based consensus on. And so the only chance that we'd be coming back is if we could work out a deal on a couple of these issues where there's an interest in making some changes to improve the business climate. And on the rest of things we'll be working on, that's why I met with my cabinet as well today, was to talk about things that make it easier, that don't require a law change, but make it easier for small businesses to grow and expand in Wisconsin.
So could it impact what you want to do from the standpoint that you're unlikely to call them back, or they're unlikely to call an extraordinary session and get things accomplished because they may not control the Senate?
Yeah, the biggest thing that might have happened in the next 6 months or so might be a piece of legislation to streamline the process for safe and environmentally sound mining. But I felt all along our goal is to try and work out something where we could get both Democrat and Republican senators to vote for it. I think there was an interest from at least two or three Senate Democrats, but there was just such tremendous pressure before the election to not have any sort of a victory, and the pressure was coming from Washington. Well, let's move on. That's not there anymore. And I think if we can reach out and work with a number of senators, we can get something passed. And whether it happens now or it happens 6 or 7 months from now, a lot of it just depends on the process. But I don't think there's any barriers right now towards moving the state forward. The things we would be doing are things we can do within the cabinet and within our offices.
Here's what some of the talk radio callers listening to the program over the week had to say about the recall election.
Wisconsin was the start of the public unions. That's where it all started. The Wisconsin public union members, their retirement benefits are 4.5 times as large as Wisconsin residents that work in the private sector. And guess who's paying for that? The private sector employees. Enough is enough. As a matter of fact, 90% of these government workers should be kickflipped and get a job in the real world like everybody else. We should need to cut the size of federal, local, and state governments by 90%. This is so out of control. I live here in Connecticut, and we are being bankrupt by these public unions. They all should be smashed, destroyed, and get a job in the real world.
It is not anti-union. It is anti-public employee union. You continue to state it like it's just a labor versus the rest of us, and it's not. It's just simply not. FDR, the patron saint of the Democrat Party, could see the difference in public and private, and he was absolutely against any public employee unions. They should be abolished across the nation.
What happened in Wisconsin is very scary. I mean, this proves that money can buy an election. Walker and his friends outspent the opposition by 7-1. Tons of money coming in from big business and the wealthy to support his union-busting agenda. And the second point I would like to make is, the Republicans keep saying this is about public unions. Don't believe it. Don't fall for that con. This is about lowering the wages and the benefits of all average Americans, all working Americans. They're starting out with the unions, and if they can break the unions, then they can go after everybody else. America better wake up before it's too late.
So recall is the most talked about item on talk radio this week. Aftermath of the Edwards trial is at 10 as we recap. Facebook for Children is number 9. The Zimmerman-Martin case, number 8. Number 7 is Iran. Number 6, the drones and the war on terror. Number 5, the Jerry Sandusky trial. Number 4, the economy and the budget. Number 3, Syria. Number 2, the presidential race. And the Wisconsin recall election is on the top spot this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.